Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, my God.
I believe in you. About believing, brothers and sisters. Jonathan Nelson. Hey, sorry about the technical difficulties we're having here. I've been trying to fix it. My other computer went down, so I called myself getting it right, and meanwhile I thought I used my spare, but it's not allowing me to get on, so... And I can't really worry about this. I need to just really get into the Word of God. I'm trying to get the board up so I can have you all to be part. Those that have called in, I'm sure you're in. I talked to Evangelist Sharon. She said y'all in, but not able to, I guess, get I can't get you into the studio. So I'm going to ask that well, word of prayer, because I can't get you guys in. I've tried. I'm still trying to work with it. And it keep telling me that I'm not able to reach this network, and I'm not understanding why. But anyway, Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our heart. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I don't know if I said that or not. It's just so many things going on right now. So I want to welcome each and every one of you all to the Word at Noon. So happy you all could join us. We're just going to have to go back old school and just do what we know to do. And so you all pray for me and pray with me. I'll start now by saying, Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our heart. Your word says in everything, give thanks. So I have to even thank God for whatever going on right now. I'm going to thank him for it. We are to, in everything, give thanks. So I'm thanking him right now. Even as we speak, we give him honor and glory. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, that we learn truth. We learn what this life is all about. We are fellow laborers who are among your saints. So we come thanking you for that, Father God. We come thanking you for everything that your word said that we are. And we thank you, Father God, for being who you are. And that's God all by yourself, hallelujah. I thank you, Heavenly Father, if all possible, Father God, that somebody's ears become open today to a truth. Pray right now, Heavenly Father, that somebody will acknowledge your word and abide in it. As John 15:7 says, abide in the word and the word abide in us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for the youth in America, that things are going to change for them. I thank you, Father God, that we pray for our children and grandchildren, that they'll live a prosperous life in you, that you will be the head of their life. And we put them before you in Jesus' mighty name. And we ask you to build a hedge around them according to Psalms 91. And as they come face to face with situation, let them know that they can depend on the word of God. And Father God, again, we're so happy that your will is being done right now. We're not going to waste any more time debating about what needs to be. We're just going to go for it. So I thank you for it. These and all blessings in Christ's name and for his sake, we do pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, hey, brothers and sisters, we're talking this week about living, or rather the reality in living this new and living way. There has to be a fact in living this new and living way. And one of the things that we talked about in living this new and living way is how you think. You can't be conformed to this world. It's time out that we stop thinking like the world and comparing spiritual things with worldly things. God is not pleased with that. How I know that? 1 Corinthians 2. We're not to compare worldly things with spiritual things, but rather spiritual things with spiritual things. That's how this works, okay? And I like what Proverbs said. So as a man thinketh in his spirit, so is he. So it's what you think in your spirit. And God is really concerned about what you think. He's really concerned. Matter of fact, he made a way for us to think, and that way is to have the mind of Christ, Philippians 2:5. He wouldn't have told us that if he didn't want us thinking like that. He wanted us thinking like Christ. Christ didn't think it was robbery to think like God. And you and I shouldn't think it's robbery to think like Christ in every situation. You can't just pick and choose your situation, but in every situation, it's okay to think. It's okay to think like Christ. That's what he wants us to do. So one of the scriptures we're going to share with you all today is from Philippians 4:8. And oh, by the way, we will be having review. Hopefully by that time I will have all of this. My machine is unplugged. What's going on?
Yeah.
There we go. Okay. Praise the Lord for that. Yeah, we will be having review come Sunday. See, if you don't think the way God told you to think, Genesis 6:5, and I can give you other scriptures, but you're going to think outside of God's ways, outside of this new and living way. Genesis 6:5 says your thoughts will be evil. If you're not thinking the way the Word of God said to think, your thoughts will be evil. Now, I know somebody probably say right now, well, no, my thoughts are not going to be evil. Trust me, brothers and sisters. If you're not thinking soberly, if you're not thinking the way God says to think, will become evil. So we're going to look at this scripture over here in Philippians 4:8. Let me go find this. Hallelujah. Pray everybody having a great day. We got a great parade going on in Atlanta right now. I had the World Series going on. I had the parade going. Trying to get this. Okay, praise God. All righty then. Philippians 4:8. Read thus, and this is the King James Version. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. In other words, this is the way we get our thought process in order. Finally. Because, see, you got to go back to 6. Let me go back so you all. Well, no, you know what? I'm going to read this 4:8, then I'm going to go back to show you why he said this. In 8, he said, finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. So he's telling us what to think on. You know, he tells us to rejoice in the Lord and always rejoice. Again, I say rejoice in the Lord. And then he said, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. So he says, now be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known. Then he says this, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart, talking about your spirit, and your mind, the way you think, through Christ Jesus. That's how that's kept. the peace of God is going to come in, and that's what's going to keep you, man, keep you on this path. So he says, finally, because he want to bring to what he was discussing to a close so you can see what he's talking about. So listen, brothers and sisters, keep your thoughts or your mind, that's what he's telling you to do, keep telling us to do, brother, keep our mind on whatever is right. Keep our minds on our praises to God. Keep our mind on truth. Not a truth, but the truth. See? Keep our honorable heart, honorable spirit. Make sure you think on things that are fair or things that are just, things that are right. Then he says things that are pure and things that is acceptable. So he's telling us where to keep our mind, how to continue to think. So when I see this, several thoughts comes to mind. First of all, in this new and living way, God is telling us not to be anxious for anything. It seems like some things may be impossible, but we have worse worries. We have worries at home. We have worries on job. We got all these worries. He says, don't let that overcome you. Don't let that overshadow you. So even think about that stuff. Think on these things. So he began to say, first of all, let God's peace, which is going to be the difference in the way you live this new and living way than the world. So he says, God's peace is different from the world. The peace that he's talking about, remember John 14:27. Well, I think I'll go there for a minute. John 14:27. Because I want you to hear, this. You know, he already talked about let not your heart be troubled. But in he that believe in God, believe also in me. But in the 27th verse, he says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth I unto you. Let not your spirit be troubled, neither let it be afraid. See, so that word their heart is spirit. So he says, peace I leave with you, and my peace I give unto you. This is a peace that comes from Christ, that go beyond your intelligence, that go beyond your education. This peace, he said, I leave with you. Why are you leaving this peace with us, Father? So that you will be able to have a God kind of mind. You will be able to have the mind that is in Christ that he's telling us about. This peace is a true peace. Peace is not found in positive thinking, because I know a lot of people think, I'm thinking positive. No, this peace is his peace. His peace is not positive thinking. You know, a lot of people want you to think positive. Thinking in an absent conflict or in a good feeling. Listen, brothers and sisters, God peace has nothing to do with the way you feel. Well, I have peace in my heart now. Well, that's because maybe you didn't have to pay that bill. So somebody told you that, well, okay, we're going to put it on the next, at the end of the payment, or we're going to wipe it away, or you may get a report from the doctor and he says, well, this is why this is happening, and she may say, this is why this is happening, and your physician can only give you the peace that they feel like it's going to bring you comfort. That peace that they're going to give you may be based on their medical terminology, or the piece they're going to give you may be based on scientific. But all of those peace is not God peace, brothers and sisters. God peace comes from knowing God. It is controlled by God. This peace is being in Christ because you are citizenship and you're in Christ's kingdom. You're sure to have this peace. See, this peace that I'm talking about bring you peace in the midst of peace. The destiny to this peace goes beyond anything you can imagine. You know why? Because you already got the victory. So let God's peace guard our heart or our spirit. Again, be anxious for nothing, but in all things through prayer and supplication. So what we put into our minds determine what comes out in our words and action. Now, I may have some people may disagree with this, so I'm going to say it again. What we put in our mind or in our spirit, in our way of thinking, what we put in our minds will determine what comes out in words and action. Paul tells us to program our minds with the thoughts that are true. Program our minds with notes of righteousness, with pure, with love. He's telling us how to program ourselves. So do you have problems with impurity? Well, program your thoughts on God's thoughts. Examine you, your own selves. And then once you examine your own self, then have a conversation with God and tell him to replace all of those harmful thoughts you had. You know, some people, man's knowledge, let me say this to you, and then I'm going to try to wrap it up. Man can look at certain things, and I'll say, well, you know, that person is like this. And that those are thoughts, brothers and sisters. That's why we have to bring every thought to the obedience of Christ. But before you can do that, you have to cast it down. And I know the old saying, if it looked like a duck, cracked like a duck, it probably is a duck. I get all that. But this may not be a duck at all. It just may be in your thought process that that's a duck. So you thinking that that's a duck because it has the same similarity that the last duck you saw, or the same characteristics as the last person you saw. But because that person have some of the same similarity or some of the same characteristics, don't make him or make her like that person. So I say what the scripture says here, if you'll listen and take this to heart, it says, now, he's bringing it to a conclusion now. Whatsoever things are true, make sure it's true. Just don't assume anything. And then whatsoever things are honest, be honest. Whatsoever things are just, things that are right. So whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely. So whatsoever things are good report. So don't use your own mindset. See, you got to line your way of thinking up with what the Word of God said. We got to think of it. We got to think about it like this. He said, now, if you want to give praise to anything, think on these things. Think on them. So whatever you do, line them up with this. See if what you're dealing with, is it true there? Is it truth there? Is the honesty there? See, then you have to be fair with yourself as well, okay? Because there's probably some people that across your path you judge wrong. Because sometimes I'm in a situation, people, they misunderstand me because of their thought process. They already assume things. And you can't live like that. You can't live on assuming things. And I don't care what it looked like. You need to have these facts in front of you. Make sure what you're talking about is true. Make sure what you think talking about is honest. Make sure what you talk thinking about is right. So, if we'll have this conversation with our place and start replace with ourselves and start replacing these harmful spirits or attitudes or whatever it is with something wholesome, like what the Word of God said, that's what your thought process is going to be going forward. Remember, it ain't about you anymore. He says, above all, listen, brothers and sisters, above all, take the Word of God as your prime line. Above all, God's Word is true. So you take this Word and you pray and you ask God to help you focus your mind on what is good and pure. It takes practice. Can't just listen one time and call it a day. No, you have to practice this, okay? It's necessary. We have to train ourselves. Just like you train yourself to do other stuff, you have to train yourself to do that. I know some people been doing some of the same thing for 30, 40, 50 years. If you're going to ever retrain yourself, because the Bible tells us in Romans 12, 1 and 2, you have to renew your mind. If you're going to ever do this, it's not going to be no overnight thing. It's going to be a process. And you won't get there overnight. I don't care how smart you are. You have to allow God's Spirit to take control of your spirit. And the way you do that is by abiding in His Word and His Word abiding in you. That's when the change is going to start taking place. You're going to have to erase, delete, call it what you want, everything that you've ever learned, and then start anew, because this is a new thing. This is this new and living way. But I thank each and every one of you all. Let's not forget, next week, Pastor will be conducting the Word at Noon I like to say our sister station, the Word at Noon number 2. The number there is 216-799-0090. Again, that number is 216-799-0090. The access code is 6801309. Now, for those that didn't get it, we're going to repeat it over to you one more time. But the access code is 6801309. Now, this is for those that didn't have a pencil when I first started. I'll give you a pen. I'm going to say it to you one more time. 216-799-0090. Access code is 6801309. We'll see you all Sunday for the review. Hallelujah.